So before we say the Sufi invocation aloud, I'll say the words, and we can just breathe in and breathe out. Okay? Breathing in toward the One, the perfection of love, harmony, and beauty. And breathe in the only being. And breathe out, united with all the illuminated souls, and breathe in, who form the embodiment of the Master. One more time, breathing in towards the One, and reflection of love, harmony, and beauty, the only being. United with all the illuminated souls, and reform the embodiment of the Master. And let us say the Sufi invocation together. Towards the One, the perfection of love, harmony, and beauty, the only being, united with all the illuminated souls, who form the embodiment of the Master, the Spirit of Guidance. Take a moment to reside in the breath, in this holy breath, this sacred breath, this breath that gives us life and sustenance. As we have just invoked all the holy ones, feel their presence, invite them to be here with us, to guide us, to support us, illuminate our minds. Very conscious of the breath as it moves in and rises and falls into a release, filling with light and life, love, and releasing it back again. We invoke the presence of the beloved Murshid Hazrat Inayat Khan, for these are his words. May he enliven these words for us today. Today we continue on a series of teachings that are on respect, from the Gathas, Sufi Message, Volume 13. We've begun the third cycle, and this is on a subject called adab. Adab, which means respect. The highest expression of love is respect. The highest expression of love is respect. I think if we understood that, we could probably all go home right now. The highest expression of love is respect. But Murshid goes on to say, respect is not only due to one's superior or elder, but even to a child. One should only know to what extent it should be given and in what form it should be expressed. How delicate is that he's saying there? Does anyone want to venture a thought? Let me read it again. Respect is not only due to one's superior or elder, but even to a child, we know this. And then he goes on to say, one should only know to what extent it should be given and in what form it should be expressed. Respect everyone, that's certainly true.
And when you respect them and you talk to them,
that's true.
In the sound of your voice, the way you
beautifully put. I don't know, I know that the recording is about 15 seconds behind for people that are watching, so I want to wait for a few moments to see if anyone, that's listening from abroad wants to comment, but I think that's really important, Mom, what you've said. You don't talk to a child necessarily in the same manner you would to an elder, and you don't want to talk to an elder as if they were a child. It can be very disrespectful. And so the manner in which we communicate, of course, I think arises from the sincerity in one's heart, what the intention is. Murshid goes on to say, in loving one's mate, one's friend or relative, one's parents, one's teacher, one's priest, the best expression of love that can be shown is in a sincere, respectful attitude. So there it is. What's the attitude? What we're giving, what we're expressing in our attitude is very important. And he goes on to say even more, no love offering can be more precious than a word or an act of respect. No love offering can be more precious than a word or an act of respect. And we have to say to ourselves, does it cost us anything? This is something absolutely free that we can give to another person.
Able to recognize
absolutely
the respect one should give to a child, to a parent.
It's just and to a stranger.
To all.
Right? To everyone, to our neighbor, to the animals, to the people that serve us. Yeah.
Have to work hard, the mailman.
Also have to watch what tone you say things in. I had someone say to me once, I didn't say, or did I say that? No, they didn't say it, but
right.
The anger was implied in the sound of the voice and the
yes.
nuances. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's right. That's exactly true. And I think sometimes that can also be misunderstood as well. Someone can be speaking in a very passionate way, and someone may think they're angry, but it's because they're used to, if someone's voluminous or talking with a certain energy, they come to interpret that as anger. So I don't know what the circumstances were, Rashida, but it's so good if someone could address that in the moment also. That's a sign of respect. I'm feeling that you're angry and giving someone an opportunity to talk about it, you know, without an assumption and walking away angry. That can be respectful also, I think.
And it does seem like a powerful, energetic voice shouldn't be used with old people or little people.
That's very true.
So then they can understand mm-hmm. as mm-hmm. well.
Right, perhaps. Right. Although I have known some elders that I've had to speak loud around.
Oh.
You know, for the purpose of them hearing. So I think that that's also... Right? That can be the case.
Yeah. Sometimes I think when you talk to somebody, for instance, we have a new priest, and you know, you just don't go kidding because I don't want anybody to take anything wrong. But I just say what I believe. The other day, I just wanted to talk to him. I didn't want to go to confession. And on Ash Wednesday, like the priests say when they go to an Italian house, I just came for lasagna. And I says, you know, I'm just here for the blessing, and I want to talk to you. And you know, you just got. I mean, you can't act like he's God, you know, because he's a priest. I mean, you know, superiors in any religion, anything. You got to be straightforward and just be honest.
And sometimes the best respect is saying nothing at all.
Well, if you're talking, yeah. having a conversation.
But to speak little, I think, sometimes is
yeah.
a good,
and that's
is
one of
also
the things,
very good.
That's one of the things they say through Lent.
So let me go back and read these few sentences, and then let's highlight this with a practice. The highest expression of love is respect. And Murshid Hidayat also talks about self-respect. Mm-hmm. That respecting others is also a sign of self-respect. So here, again, the highest expression of love is respect. Respect is not only due to one's superior or elder, but even to a child. One should only know to what extent it should be given and in what form it should be expressed. In loving one's mate, one's friend or relative, one's parents, one's teachers, one's priest. The best expression of love that can be shown is a sincere attitude of respect, a respectful attitude, one that is born out of sincerity. No love offering can be more precious than a word or an act of respect. There's a practice that I'd like to introduce here. Some of you have done this practice with me before, but here I think we can highlight it again, and it's one that we can take up for the next little bit of time, at least those in my circle, our circle, I should say, not mine. It's ours. The practice is Ya, Da, Ja La, Li Wa, I Krum. And sometimes you've heard it dul jala li wali krum. It has a little more of a masculine quality there. Here with the ya dal, it has a more feminine quality. Now, let me just read from the Physicians of the Heart what they say about this practice. When a spiritual student, we perceive the continuous activity of Dal Jala Wali Krum, we are inwardly empowered to contemplate, to see the divine manifestation continuously in all human beings. You see the connection to respect. It's the continuous activity of the inwardly empowered contemplation which enables us to see divine manifestation in all human beings, and we could say, really, in all of creation. In each and every human being, in so doing so, you give ultimate respect and honor. The challenge, sometimes, especially if we find someone difficult in our lives, but can we still do it? Can we still repay with a kind of respect, which again is born out of self-respect? It's hard. We don't want to. That's a kind of a withdrawal or selfishness sometimes that we can be engaged in. But think about someone that perhaps is a great challenge. Can you see the divine manifestation coming through them? And you know, it might be the divine coming through to teach us patience, to teach us tolerance, to teach us to love one another as we wish to be loved. It's perhaps the most unlovable that needs the most love. So this is what Dal Jala Liwa Likrum creates. You can even hear it with the words Ya Dal Jala Li Wa Li Krum. Doesn't it sound like these waves coming out? Ya Da. And the emphasis is on these longer, there's a rhythm to it, just like that. Ya Da Jala Li Wa Li Krum. You see it? So a few more words from Physicians of the Heart. All manifestation of power, Al Jalali, as well as the manifestation of beauty, al-jamali, come from God's absolute essence. The first word, dal, of the name, is the same as dot or zat, which is, Mersha talks about this, even gives a contemplation to us with the dot in the circle. The dot being sort of, one could consider it the Big Bang, that moment that is so consolidated that then all of a sudden everything comes bursting forth. Okay, so that, I always consider Zot like that. That pinpoint of a moment that everything can manifest. And it, which means, the reading from the Physicians of the Heart goes on to say, which means that Ikram, is the name, is in, excuse me, Ikram in this name is the most beautiful or Jamali qualities. So Jamal and beauty, that kind of grace here in the Wazifa, Ikram. It's like that beautiful quality, most manifest. It's the unconditional and loving generosity of God that fully manifests into everything. It is an intensive form of Al-Kareem. Now you know Al-Kareem is the most generous one. Okay, so it's this constant flowing. Ya, the la. Ya, the la. Wa, Ikram. Ya, du. I'm getting all mixed up here. I get so in the ethers, I forget where I am. Excuse me. It's a good place to be, but not when one's sitting in this seat, I suppose. Ya, jala, li, wa. Ikram. Okay. So Ikram adds emphasis, making it incomparably kind and generous. So at the very end, this Ikram, this incomparable generosity and kindness, it's noble and it's giving. So in this Wazifa, there's also this idea of splendor and majesty. It has nobility, like a regal queen, a king that has the capacity to offer love and generosity, beauty and kindness, protection and strength. It's a very beautiful wazifa, very intense, beautiful practice. It's full of all these different meanings. So again, Ikram adds emphasis, making it incomparably kind and generous, noble and giving. Paired as they are in this name, Al-Jalal and Al-Ikram expresses the omnipotent strength and incomparable divine generosity that are present in the absolute essence of all and harmonizes them all. The balanced condition of these qualities in this great name produces balance. So, power and beauty, generosity and strength. So it's this balancing constantly. Ya, dal, jala. It goes up, it goes down, it goes in, it goes out. So Ya Dal Jalali Wali Krum is recommended as a useful practice for all those who are out of balance. Trying to find balance, this is a good one. In relation to strength and its proper use, okay? It is similarly effective when people may not be able to set appropriate personal boundaries. Some people need that. And as a result of being out of balance in the sphere of generosity. So sometimes we can deplete ourselves by giving so much. Right? We have to be mindful of that. Maybe this should go here. So, I want to say a few more words about the beginning of this wazifa. Dal. Dal. Does anyone recognize what that's? It's an Indian food, isn't it? Dal. It's one of the staples. It's like a legume that's cooked into a soup. It's protein. It's food. It's food. It's one of the base foods. Sustenance. Right? Dal also means in Hindi armor, protection, okay, for balance. And again, it was saying here if one feels that they're out of balance or they need a kind of protection to find a balance between giving and receiving. Dal in Urdu means a pilgrimage. So this whole Wazifa is like a journey. As we begin it, it's a journey that we're making. We open the way with Dal. We use the word Jalal for beauty, power. Wali, the trustee, the friend. Ikram, Kareem, great generosity. Okay. Yadal, Jalali, Wali, Krum. Yadal, Jalali, Wali, Krum. Yadal, Jalali, Wali, Krum. So let it say it together. We'll start slow and we'll get a little faster, okay? Yadal Jalali Wali Krum. 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 And let the Krom continue too. It's a long one, you know. It's Ikram. Yadal Jalali Wali Krom. Yadal Jalali Wali Krom. Yadal Jalali Wali Krom. Yadal Jalali Wali Krum. 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 Last time. Yadal Jalali Wali Krum. Now we whisper. Yadal Jalali Wali Krum. Yadal Jalali. focused on the breath. Breathe in. Breathe in the essence of strength and beauty, of great generosity, and radiate strength, beauty, and generosity. Sogyal Rinpoche says these sacred phrases, these mantras, these wazifa, they are like a great seal, or as in Hindi, dal, armor. They reinforce us. They give us sustenance. They protect our mind from harmful thoughts, our words and our deeds. They make wholesome. Any comments or questions about the practice? I think so.
Really, there's no strength. You know, it's like a rose. The rose has to have the strong stem.
Yes, it does. Or
it just
fall over.
Falls over. You know, and its beauty, it can have all its beauty, but if it doesn't have the strength of the stem, so we need both. You know.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, it has the delicacy of the petal.
The generosity of its fragrance. Mm-hmm.
Is it any wonder that Sufis use the rose as a sign? Yes?
Mm-hmm. But that's felt. Those very qualities are felt.
Isn't it?
You were mentioning those waves. But as you say it, the more you see those qualities start to build in your being.
Posture changes. The breath changes. There's a rhythm to it. A progression.
It took a breath to get through it. And I thought of a journey.
Yeah.
You must sustain the journey with enough behind it.
That's right. That's right.
It struck me right away. I was like, oh, we're going somewhere here.
Aren't we? We are.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice smile.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It is. It's a journey. And to have this, as I said, sometimes it means to be silent. You know how sometimes we can engage in a kind of battle of wits with others, but just holding them in equipoise, maybe at a distance and in the silence, is a great blessing to you and could be a sign of respect.
Bolting kind of, you know, feeling to it.
Mm.
You know, for a long time, every time I hear it, I used to always sing it, a very simple phrase like, Yada jalali walikram, yada jalali walikram, yada jalali walikram, yada jalali walikram. So I always hear that, you know, whenever that phrase, it's because it, you know, and I would sing that in the field and, you know, then start turning. It was just so uplifting.
It is. And even we did it very slow because it's a complex phrase, and I wanted to make sure that you understood the words, because you can do it quickly too.
Yeah, sure.
You know. But it's almost like you could think of it as like a coronation procession.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of dignity, a regality, a beauty, that act of generosity. Like when there is a coronation, usually all the people of the kingdom are benefited. There's food, there's distributed, you know, gifts to them. So think of this beautiful generosity. You know, Amrita talks about this all the time, the nobility of our soul, the democracy of the personality. You know, it's a great teaching that's in this body of teaching. So
it's a range,
yes.
Mountain range, isn't that interesting?
Yeah, that's true. It's a mountain range in the Himalayas near where the Dalai Lama lives. And His Holiness came to my mind too, because in 2 days, I think it's Tibetan Uprising Day, March 10th. I think recently he was interviewed by Larry King, but I remember, I don't even think I read it. I think it's something I heard him say when we were at one of the teachings about respect. And he said, you know, even, he was talking about, even with the animals, you know, they know if you're trying to cheat them on their food or something, that they know, right? If the animals know, of course, sometimes they're much more sensitive than some human beings who can have some denseness that they are working through. But he said, don't try to cheat even these animals, you know. And we're certainly stewards of the animals and the creatures.
Isn't there a quote by Murshid at Nikon that says the respect shown to the teacher isn't for the teacher,
that's
but
right.
it's for the student.
That's exactly right. Uh-huh. And prayers for God doesn't necessarily, he also says that in the Gathikas, it isn't God that really needs our prayers, it's we who need to pray. You know, it opens up the way, it opens a conduit.
I think people have to be taught to have that. It's just not, I don't know if it's in our human nature. I mean, I think it's in our divine nature, but I don't really think that it's something that's born in us. It's born deep within our soul.
Yes, it's to be uncovered and discovered,
yeah.
I think.
The unveiling.
Yeah, it is. It's the unveiling. It's the
it's the softening of the nafs, or the ego,
yeah.
The false self.
I think that's
because
true.
Because the false self wants to be first. It doesn't want to have that generous spirit of
yeah.
you know. Like in
it's good to practice this in every little way if you can. You know, a wonderful experience that Mom and I had recently, we were at Aldi's, and I know that you in Europe know what that is, but we also have it here, and you know, all moves very quickly through the line, and this gentleman had two small little things in his hand, and we had this huge grocery cart of both of our shopping, and we're like, oh, please, you go ahead of us. He's like, no. In fact, let me help you take your things out of your cart. Let me help you, right? And seriously, it was so sweet, and it was like, oh my God. I mean, you know, we were kind of really taken back. It was like this really kind, generous, and he said, I'm in no hurry.
87 years old.
He was 87 years old, but quite spry and fit. Mm-hmm. And then we had a nice little conversation, and then afterwards he said, he came up as we were packing our groceries, and he said, you know, I said, well, what is your name? And he said, are you ready for this? Angel. And I said, I think you are an angel. And then he said, well, you know, I have some carts, like rolly carts. So he said, you know, like the flight attendant shoes, I have some extra ones in my car, and I think, would you like those? I mean, I have extras, and I'd like to give them to you. It'd be really easy to pull your groceries. And I mean, here's real generosity, right? Like, not he lets us go first. He practically carries the groceries out for us. So he goes out, and we don't see him. It's as if he just disappeared. So I said, well, maybe he was an angel, and we just, you know, this was some sort of manifestation of graciousness and goodness that we needed to be reminded of today. Well, we were packing up our groceries in the trunk, and here he comes in his white car, by the way, like on his white stallion, right? And he pulls up behind us, and he said, here I have two carts, and one was a bigger one, and one was a smaller one, and he goes, I think you should have them both. You both need one. So he gave them to me. But then he went on to say that he had lost his wife just a few years ago, and also a daughter that had been severely handicapped at birth. They didn't expect her to live past a few weeks. She lived to the age of 59, and he took care of her. Mm. Now, this is someone that has really gone through some major challenges and smiles and is, you know, it's like you said, in some ways, him serving made him very kind and very generous. And it was just a great encounter and a great gift that he gave to us. And a great reminder of no matter what, we can offer that to others. Such a sweet thing, sweet man.
Well, that's one of the first teachings Odinol ever gave to me about, you know, if you think of others' happiness first, then all happiness.
Yeah. And in fact, one of the Lojong teachings is that, isn't it, Joe? could you recite it for us? I know you study them and recite them daily.
No, I...
Or the 8 verses of training the mind. Mm-hmm. It's one of the 8 verses of training the mind, correct? Yes. You want it?
There is something like that, yes.
It's something like, and I'm doing it abbreviated. I know Joe could say it so much more eloquently and beautifully, but it's this idea of offering all happiness to others and willingly taking on their suffering.
I ain't got his phone number.
No, but I think he was probably flirting with her. He was real cute, and he had his arm around her more than once, that's for sure.
He says, I bet I'm older than you are. I says, I don't bet you are, because I bet I'm older than you are. I mean, he wasn't, you know, real. He was just a nice man.
He was a very nice man.
So I told him how old I was, and he said, well, I mean,